The UN Security Council passed a resolution demanding that Israel lift the siege of Gaza. Given that Israel is in violation of a similar resolution, number 1860, passed in January 2009, do you think Israel will behave differently?
The short answer, will Israel behave differently? No. And the real tragedy of what is happening in the aftermath of the attack on the Gaza flotilla. If there was ever a time when the Security Council should have passed an unambiguous resolution condemning Israel, it's now. And in my view, it's a fairly big test of President Obama, which he has failed. This was the time when he ought to have said the US is no longer automatically going to veto Security Council resolutions to protect Israel. But there is not going to be a Security Council resolution condemning Israel. And the most absurd statement I've seen in recent days was Secretary of State Clinton. While some members of the UN have demanded an independent investigation into what actually happened and why, Secretary Clinton went on the record a few days ago as saying, oh, we're quite happy with an Israeli investigation provided it's independent. So I think this was the moment for the Security Council to really act with America's backing, and President Obama has failed yet another test.
You have called yourself a friend of Israel and you've been a good friend with Golda Meir. What advice would you give to Israel based on its current policies and behavior?
Very simple. In my view, there isn't a snowball's chance in hell of peace unless and until Israeli Jews and the Jews of the world recognize that a terrible wrong was done to the Arabs of Palestine by Zionism, and then, having recognized it, to accept that that wrong must be righted to the maximum extent possible. And it seems to me, until enough Israelis and enough Jews of the world get to that position, as I say, I don't believe there is a snowball chance in hell of peace.
Many people talk about two-state solution between Israel and Palestine, taking into consideration that Palestine has been split into two Batustans. How viable is the two-state solution today?
No, it's long been dead. As I've already said, I think we're on course for the final ethnic cleansing of Palestine. Now, there are people who say that the only ultimate solution is a one-state solution in which Jews and Arabs have equal rights, equal voting rights, equal civil rights, equal rights of all kinds. I tell you why I personally have a dream. I make the statement, I think the Jews, generally speaking, are the intellectual elite of the Western world. But I think the Palestinians, generally speaking, are the intellectual elite of the Arab world. Now, on that basis, it's possible to say that what those two peoples could do together in peace and partnership is the stuff that real dreams are made of. They could change the region for the better, and by doing so, give new hope and inspiration to the world. But it isn't going to happen because of Zionism. Now, let's go back one step. Two-state solution, impossible. All that the Israelis are offering the Palestinians is, as your question indicated, two or three Bantustans, which, roughly speaking, might be on 40 to 50% of the occupied West Bank, keeping all the present main illegal settlements. And where are they? They're sitting on top of all the water aquifers. So two-state solution is not possible. It's much too late for that because of Israel's ongoing colonization. The one-state solution, in theory, is possible. Zionism will never accept it because it means the de-Zionization of Palestine that became Israel. Now, my private fear, which I'll now put on the public record, is that if that ever became inevitable because of the drift of events, I think Israel would rather commit suicide than accept it. And I'll give you a quote from Golda Meir. In one of my famous Panorama interviews with her back in the early 70s, we were having an interview like this, and at a point I said to her, "Prime Minister, I just want to be sure I understand what you said. You have just said that if ever Israel faced a doomsday situation, it would be prepared to take the region and the world down with it." Without a pause, she said, "Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying." Now, that interview went out in Britain at 8 o'clock on a Monday evening. By 9 o'clock, the Times of London, then a very good newspaper, not the Murdoch rag it is today, changed its lead editorial to quote what Golda had said to me, which I've just told you, and it then added its own opinion. We had better believe her, because that's the way it will be. So I say again, I truly think that rather than face the de-Zionization of Palestine and the end of all the Zionist dream, I think the madman in Israel might be prepared to take the region down with him.